I'm recording. I'm a little.
I believe I started paying attention just in time.
Whoa.
Nice.
Apparently, my Audacity did upgrade because this looks drastically different.
Yeah, I installed a new version and it immediately said you needed to upgrade.
Well, I didn't know that I upgraded because it asked me if I wanted to go to 3.21, and apparently I have 3.2, and the bars are not in the places they were last time we recorded this show. Bump up my recording level here because I'm not.
Oh God, you're going to drown us out in Discord.
That shouldn't make any difference, should it?
What are you bumping up?
In Audacity.
Oh, okay.
The input level.
Yeah, mine's at 100%.
Yeah, mine is now. I don't know. I think it's okay.
So after messing with all the sound settings, relaunched Audacity and my sound level looks fine. So I don't know what happened, but good.
What the deuce? All right, you want to let people in?
I'm doing that right now. It just happened.
All right. Ian, I'm assuming you're still not watching The Masked Singer.
I think I'm out. I think I'm free.
Oh, man, they had Shatner.
Nope, don't like him. Nothing, I enjoy almost nothing about that guy. Ever since his show where four senior citizens travel the world together along with one stand-up.
Yep.
When every single person on that show said,
he's a terrible person.
Bill is a he treats all of his fans poorly, and he's one of the meanest men I've ever spent time with. I was like, okay, he's dead.
Yeah, now Ray has to edit this.
That's true.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. Yeah, actually, as a matter of fact, I think he is, you know, genuinely close. I think him and James Earl Jones are tops on my next celebrities that are going to pass away list.
Ian, have you ever heard of the comic British John?
British John. Not off the top of my head, no.
So, as I was in Austin...
Yes.
This comic, stand-up comic, British John, was working one of the booths.
Okay.
So we start hanging out. We're talking to British John. He's a fun, cool guy. He's like, hey, you should come by and see my show. It's a, you know, secret show. I'm not allowed to tell you who's on it, but I think you should come. And if you do come, I can introduce you to some people. We're like, yeah, that sounds kind of good. So we think about it. We go to buy tickets later today. And there's only like, there's three of us. There's only two seats left. So
okay.
I guess we won't go.
Dude.
So we don't go. We run into him the next day. And he's like, hey, you know, and we're like, yeah, we couldn't, because he like, could make it. Wasn't enough free seats. We didn't want to leave one of our party behind. He's like, and I said, what's more annoying is this is the like second time this year I tried to buy comedy show tickets and waited too long and they were gone. He's like, well, what do you mean? I said, well, I was trying to get Dave Attell tickets in Pittsburgh to get a table and they're all gone. He goes, yeah. Oh, send me a message on Instagram. I'm going to see Dave. I think I can get you some tickets.
What?
I said, okay. So I sent him a message on Instagram and he's going to talk to Dave's people and he's supposed to get back to me.
Oh, well, if that pans out, that story's much better than I anticipated.
Right.
I was dying to hear who the secret guests were. I knew you weren't going to go because you're Craig.
Yeah. It was not my decision. I wanted to go. We had a 3-party group. I left the decision up to them. They said, we're not going. We're not leaving one of us behind. And I said, okay.
Yep. At which point you say, cool, I'll leave both of you behind. Bye.
Well, they're my employees. I would feel really bad if I did that. But yeah, supposedly Rogan was there and we could have met Joe Rogan. But
I thought you meant Seth.
So good decision.
No, Joe Rogan's hysterical.
Yeah.
He's genuinely hysterical. I realize you don't feel too positive about him because he's wrong about most things.
I don't know that I've ever found him hysterical.
Oh, his stand-up is... Oh, I thought it was solid.
But in any case,
he's a pretty good storyteller.
Yeah, that's my comic story.
Sure.
Nice.
So it's possible we may get tickets to Dave Attell yet. If that happens, I will let you know.
That would be nice. It was either Donkey Teeth or Old Man Sartov for the win. I don't know who was in first. However, I did want to mention belated birthday to Old Man Sartot. He's a little older now. So
older man Sartot.
I said that on the Face Monkey.
Say what?
I saw it on Face Monkey. You wished him happy birthday there?
Yeah.
Wow. Milestone.
He is old. Good Lord.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
It's funny because I play PUBG and I watch it on Twitch now and then and everybody on there is like, oh, I'm getting old. I'm 37. And I'm just like, shut up.
Yeah, I'm not old. Wrong. I'm 37.
Right.
Yeah. I can't just call you man. You can call me Dennis.
You can call me Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
You didn't bother to ask, did you?
Maybe we should start the show since it's like, you know, 12 after.
We should, because there's like a gazillion things of news and stuff, too. Ah, the new character is made for Ian.
Uh-oh. I didn't know there was a new character. I saw some of the recent reworks, and they look awesome.
No, buddy, there's a new character, and it is 100% Ian will be asleep instantaneously. All right, so greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 355th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. From the week not on vacation because it was a work trip, but from the week of travel, I am back. We got with me here. We got Ray. We got Ian. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
I have a bit of a cold, but otherwise I'm well. I got a vacation to look forward to this weekend.
All right. Let me tell you how much it stunk going from like 85 degrees in Austin to coming back here to like 40 degrees of ice cold rain pouring on my head when I got out of the airport. It's fantastic.
I figured.
That sounds so sick of it being hot. 80 degrees sounds horrible.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm too warm right now.
Oh, do you know what the downside is, though? You were in Texas.
Yeah, but it's Austin.
Yeah, it is. It is a special secret part of Texas that Austin shields itself from other Texas.
Austin ain't like Texas. Like sideswiped a pickup truck as he was taking us to, like, as he was pulling in to park to let us out of the taxi. So that was fun.
Nice.
So good times.
I agree, Teeth. I don't want you to think that my low, low, low opinion of your state reflects in any way of the quality of a person that you are. You seem awesome. You seem like a great dad and a fun dude. And if I'm ever in Texas, you will be the 9th person I call.
But you're on the list.
Yeah, 100%.
I like Texas. San Antonio's great. Austin's great. Dallas was okay.
No, I forgot. Kurt and John moved away. You'll be the 7th person I call.
There you go.
At some point, you know, I should go out to the silos and go see Chip and Joanna Gaines. I should do that sometime.
Oh, yeah.
They've got that big thing going on out there.
Yes. The other reason people know Waco, Texas exists.
Yes. The second reason. Let's try and forget the first reason. All right, let's move on.
Never forget the first reason. When a bunch of nice cultists were murdered by the ATF with fire and bullets. Ugh, our government.
This is the week of the 5th through the 12th. It's October already, kids.
Yeah, it is.
Holy smokes.
I'm not into that, but...
Yeah, Halloween season.
Yeah,
and what Halloween 36 is in the movie theater, right?
I think so. I think it's allegedly the final one.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And by final, I mean I don't think Jamie Lee Curtis will participate in the franchise anymore after this movie.
God, I hope not. I mean, man, talk about committing to it, man. She was in this one movie when she was 20 years old, and here we are all these years later.
That Activia keeps you spry.
That's true. It does keep her regular and on the go.
It does.
She's like, I can totally make it there for that call because I know exactly what time my body needs to do its business. All right. In your 7-day 5-star crash, I don't know, it loses its thing with that 7-day part.
Man, you're making this really hard to edit. You like jumped in super quick in the middle of a sentence. Now you've got talking over the crash sound. I have no idea how to put sound effects in, but
look at you.
You do you.
All right. On the 3rd, which was last week. No, that's this week. That's this week's crash.
It was 1 day ago.
It was 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Sorry.
You had Hulk Guy versus Half Thor and the War Machine. Did you play those?
Oh, no.
No? You didn't play this?
If the crash has changed, that means that I have forgotten to play for, like, the last day, possibly two. I'm so sorry. I'll play tonight. I'll get caught up. So, no. I will absolutely win. I have a championed main event, and that guy is amazing.
Yeah. Not only did I win both of them, I won both of them back-to-back without any healing. He's strong.
Yeah.
He does it.
Gamma Bomb is, you know, that's good stuff.
I only got to that to go off once, but I had it for half Thor. So he got down to half hit points and I purpled him to death.
Yeah, blew him up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work. Next week, starting Monday, looks like it is Karnak versus Samurai Dokken.
Oh, right on. Yeah, I mean, my Karnak is currently at a 4-4-4, and he's favorited. So the chance that I'll have him championed by that time is not too far out of reality.
Very nice.
On Storyland, Strange Sights is running. That'll get you Hulk, Coulson, Yellow Jacket. Placement there is Glider Man and some Chasm. The Puzzle Gauntlet's running. The two at the end get 30 red versus Killmonger and Karnak, and get 30 purple versus Carol and Medusa. And that getting 30 purple one, I had to play that like 15 times to get that to happen.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, who were you using?
I used all of them. I went through every possible choice.
Huh.
Oh.
Interesting.
I also did. I looked at them. I went, which one of you boosted guys has the highest hit points? Okay. All right. I'll start with, either 4 or 6 purple and just slowly collect purple until I win. They weren't going to kill me.
Oh, I got killed many times.
Oh, my goodness. They didn't, like, zero damage.
Oh, Carol kept shooting me over and over and over again.
Oh.
I just went with Hawkeye, who makes purple whenever you match away one of the special tiles and matched away all of her special tiles.
Note to self. Try Hawkeye if necessary.
Yeah. I mean, the red one I got, like, you know, that like, first go, but I had a hard time with the purple. Honor Among Thieves is running. That'll get you Sleeves, Glider Man, Chasm. Placement there is new character. And some shards for TV's She-Hulk. In PvP land, it is the class of 2022. Emma Frost and Blob. Placement there is your 2099 Spider-Man and Daredevil.
Oh, right. It's the anniversary.
It is. We'll get there.
Nice.
In the news, all right, let's talk about this new character.
Sure.
Ian, have you ever seen Ghostbusters?
There have been many Ghostbusters. Tell me specifically.
The original, actual good one.
The one starring Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray and
that's it.
Ernie Hudson. And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have seen it.
Okay. So the new character is Slimer.
Okay.
Except that he has a dumb name. He is called Dupe, and he's a joke character from the X-Men during the time that I quit reading X-Men.
Awesome. That's cool.
Boy, wait till you rehear all this, though.
It's the anniversary. That's when you get a corny character.
Yeah. He is a 4-star. He is purple, yellow, and blue. Dupe. He speaks in dupe speak. He takes all of his abilities from other characters. They carry the same balancing as the originals, with the exception that different rarity abilities are scaled to be equal to a 4-star. So, for purple...
Is he duplicating their powers?
Yes, Ray.
Is that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
For purple...
Just want to make sure.
Your choices are Hela's Knives Out, Moon Knight's Crescent Darts, Okoye's Piercing Throw, Super Soldier's Star-Spangled Avenger, Super Soldier's Peacemaker, Cable's Plasma Barrage, Deadpool's Whales, 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 Kate Pryde's Not Just a Phase, The Hood's Dormammu's Aid, or Myrica's Punch Everyone. Some of those are passives.
Is this the type of thing where you select it in advance, right?
Yes, pre-combat.
Okay.
His yellow gets you X-Force Wolverine's Recovery, Rhino's Rhino-Mite, TV She-Hulk's Yeet, Hulkbuster's Repulsor Punch, Rogue's Leading the Charge, Juggernaut's Unstoppable, Luke Cage's The Defender, and Black Panther's Civil War's Move or Be Moved. And then in his blue power, you get Abigail Brand's Brand Loyalty, Magneto's Magnetized Projectiles, Jean Grey's Mind Over Matter, Emma Frost's Psychic Meddling, Professor X's Xavier Protocols, or Polaris's Particle Accelerator. From what I understand, and I know I understand very little, I think you can use these along with the actual person. Right. So if you want to have double the Particle Accelerator by having Polaris, this guy, and, you know, something else, you can double down on some of these powers. So you could load up on some of these passives if you really like them.
Right.
Or if nothing else, get you a 4-star character who can do whales, whales, whales. You know, that's fun. I think we did put you to sleep.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You told me to not listen because I wouldn't be interested, so I stopped listening and started interacting with the people on Discord.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
He's going to be limited and only available during
anniversaries. Not limited.
Oh.
It's kind of a joke character, but not the limited historical kind of thing.
And now, I was kind of hearing what you were saying out of, like, half of my ear on the side. How is this guy or thing different from Taskmaster?
I don't think Taskmaster could get any passives or anything.
Okay.
Yeah, the powers are different.
Yeah, and okay. The selection looks larger, I believe.
Yeah, seems to be.
So, there you go. There's Dupe. He's coming in release events, Honor Among Thieves. There are dupe covers and shards in progression, event tokens and placement rewards. His Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. is written the 9th to the 14th. He's in Lost in Time from the 13th to the 16th. Covers and shards in there. There's cover and shards in RAR for the Devil Dino PvP. And his PvP is called Scoop from Dupe. Runs the 9th to the 12th. Covers and shards plus recruit token for offer and progression. Dupe and Friends Vault, the 9th to the 14th, 80 items. There's a dupe. There's a Polaris. There's a random 4-star. There you go. 4-star Slimer coming your way. That's a lot.
So according to Teeth, the artwork is supposed to be different. It shows the original dupe character actually doing something, unlike Taskmaster, who just pops up in the corner looking stupid.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So, cool.
Yeah, that's a plus.
I like artwork.
Yeah, I do too. I really, really do.
Boy, okay, this is also long. Character rebalances. So there are changes. There are changes to Emma Frost, Sentry, and good old X-Force. Man, he's been around a long time.
He has.
Yeah. He's still the OG 4-star, isn't he? Or was Sue the OG 4-star?
I always forget. They were 1 and 2, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, so the one I get, we just got 2 new Emmas, so thank you for making an effort to fix the original Emma.
Yep.
But yeah, the other two, I read them, and it looks fine, but who was calling for that? Like, who's banging the drum to fix X-Force Wolverine? Or Sentry?
Yeah, no one plays with Sentry. I mean, maybe this is the thing of, like, you know, we do review, no one ever plays with these characters. Let's fiddle with them some. And I'm down with that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Watch the analytics and...
What happened?
No, I'm just saying, you watch the analytics, and then whichever characters are never played, you know, boost those up.
Sure.
Right. So this may provide you, I think it was you, Craig, or it could have been the other players. You know, again, because again, back in the day, they, you know, X-Force was fantastic, and then he got nerfed and everybody got salty. Does that mean that they're going to unnerf Old Man Logan?
They could at this point.
The same way they unnerfed Wolverine?
They could, because his healing now wouldn't be absurd like it was back then.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know about a complete unnerf, but he could use a boost back. Like, he is nearly useless at this point. So, yeah. I think Discord completely agrees with us.
The question is, do they do the full reverse unnerf on Gambit? That's the question.
No.
I was more entertained by Jint's accidental typo, which was quickly rectified, but I was like, who's MOL?
Maul. Unnerf Maul.
Maul. That was great.
Moly, 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 moly.
Maul.
It's nice to mow you.
Are they adding Mole Man to the game? Finally.
That I would be totally down for that. Way cooler than Dupe. Stupid.
All right,
Dupe.
Tell us about some of these reworks.
Oh, God, so many words. All right. What do we got? Girl's Best Friend is changing. Nice. It now fortifies. It went from 11 black down to 7. So that's good.
Okay.
We'll now fortify friendly specials, then basic tiles, if there are none available, instead of only fortifying specials and doing nothing if there are no specials. So, it's cheaper. Is it a big change? Eh.
That's significant.
Here's what's better. Diamond form. Went from being a passive to being 7 black. However, now does things.
Okay.
It increases her damage while disabling other abilities, but you can now use 7 black again or destroy your fortified tiles to return back to normal. She can no longer be stunned.
Wow.
And adds incoming match and ability damage by up to 50% while she's in diamond form. So you have a way to get out of diamond form if you want to, and lets her hit a lot harder.
Right.
So I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Labor for learning. Doubled the strength of the created tiles as well as the improvement of the tiles by the repeater. So this says it turns it up to where it measures up to Rocket and Groot's blue power. So, you know.
Nice.
Those all sound like good changes for her.
Well, you missed Psychic Meddling, though.
Did I skip one?
I think so. The very first one?
Oh, I had scrolled down too far. Ooh, I'm sorry.
No problem. Tell us more.
It went from 10 purple down to 8 purple. The level 5 upgrades the AP destruction from 2 to 4. adding a secondary function to the repeater tile while it's on the board, disable the selected enemy's abilities. This tile is destroyed if the selected enemy is downed or Emma goes into diamond form.
That sounds pretty strong.
That's very strong. If you can take away someone else's abilities.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sorry. I skipped right by that. Emma, much better.
Yep. She's back in the game.
She's in it to win it. X-Force. The green power.
Oh, he got good. Way gooder.
The 8 green, it says, a simple but effective change. Increase damage from the base for the base attack by 400%, and increase the damage for destroyed tiles to 3x tile damage.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So that's a good power jump right there.
Yeah, it is.
Surgical Strike, 11 black. Increase damage per tile by about 20%. At level 4, it's reducing AP in the destroyed color by 10. At level 5, destroyed tiles now generate AP.
Ooh.
What?
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't see that before. That's strong.
Yeah.
His yellow power, the good old recovery, went down from 9 to 6.
Ooh.
Reduced healing in line with the AP cost. It's still the same amount of healing per AP, but you can do it more often.
Nice.
Increased damage dealt if the tile is matched by about 20%.
Yeah.
So if people match it away, they take a little bit more hurt.
Sure.
But you can fire it, wait, you know, whatever, a third more often.
It's 6 now. That's a bargain.
Yeah.
6 is a bargain.
And he was always a 5-5-3 in my opinion, so this is perfect.
Yeah. All good there. Good old Sentry.
Tell me more. What's this dude up to?
Supernova still costs 11. However, it doesn't end the turn anymore. Thank God. I hate end the turn powers.
I do too.
They're the worst. It adds an in-game function that shows you the number of red tiles on the board.
Okay.
So that's nice. that's a good quality of life change
for
there.
For sure.
World Rupture went from 12 all the way down to 6.
Yeesh.
Wow.
They reduced damage per tile slightly, but at the original 12 AP per damage. This is an overall damage buff as a result, and it ignores strike tiles, unfortunately. Huh. So they said this ability flipped between alternately fairly useless to being massively overpowered, depending if strike tiles were available, since each countdown would be affected by all the strike tiles.
Right.
So this kind of more standardized the damage across the board. But boy, at half the cost. So that's good.
Yeah, 6. That's awesome.
Tummy cramps.
Yes.
Is now changed. The created tiles are now fortified.
Okay.
Because invariably, I swear that the computer, every time it tummy cramps, immediately matches away its tummy cramp style.
100% of the time. Very much do.
I'm like, so at least they'll get one turn out of this.
Yeah. I'm fortified. That's great.
Increase the number of created tiles from 1 to 2.
Oh.
Increased self-damage to 25% of your base health.
Nice.
It says these changes make sacrifice much more scary when used. Instead of a single randomly placed tile somewhere on the board, there's now 2 fortified tiles instead. So a much real power multiplier.
Yeah.
At the cost of Sentry's health.
Wow, Sentry coming back in a big way.
So big changes to all those characters. I like all those. I can't.
Yeah.
Can't complain. That's all good.
Those are some quality reworks.
Now, once they unnerf 1-star Venom, this game will be clearly back in where it belongs.
They did, but I got to tell you, first of all, I love the Sinister Six team alliance event.
Mm. Yeah, that's fun.
I love that they, and I never read the powers of the villains I fight in the alliance event, and it always costs me in the worst possible way. Right? I had no idea that they gave that power to Boss Venom. I was playing, I don't read what he does. I decided I would use, 4-star Infinity War Spider-Man against him. He showed up. I had web tiles on the board. I instantly disappeared from the playing field, and that was the end.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. He ate me immediately. It was super sad. I didn't know he did that either. Oh, he absolutely does. So if you're fighting, and you know what? This is something they've always done, but I just discovered it this go round. When you click on the boss battle circle and that text box pops up, it lists who you're going to fight in there.
Right.
I thought it was random. I had no idea that before I fought the battle, I could see which 3 people I was fighting. It was such a game changer for me because I knew when to use Spider-Man and when not to use Spider-Man. Right. If I saw Venom's name, Spider-Man got replaced with someone else. But yeah, that was such a treat.
For me, it tells me when to use Okoye because she can use her red to wipe off Doc Ock's tile.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure there are other characters who can do it, but I don't care. I
just use Kitty.
Oh, sure. But, you know, there are other specials, so you got to wait for her to hit it.
Yeah.
With a Koye, you just get enough red and swipe out that row, and you're good. Sure.
Yeah. Donkey Teeth says, reading, who knew? I agree, Teeth. Here I've been waiting 8 years for them to make a movie out of it, and they didn't, so I had to read it. That was awesome. Yeah, what a great boss event. It is easily my number one.
What a great event.
Exactly. Thank you so much. You've been great developers.
and then let's talk about, we got the event going on for the anniversary.
Yeah.
It is anniversary number 9, it appears. And what it tells me coming on the 20th is what I'm super, super excited about. Arcade and Murder World.
Wow.
Are coming to the game.
I mean, I saw the art for it, so I didn't want to believe it, but that's awesome.
I love me some Arcade and I love me some Murder World.
Yeah.
I have like no details of any kind.
I like the kind that kill you. All of them are good.
Yeah. Just some things. Lots of double ISO coming your way. Honor Among Thieves, Murder World, Lost in Time, Web Wonder, Fight for Wakanda, Puzzle Ops, Carol Core, Unstable ISO 8, Hearts of Darkness, and Infinite Pursuit will all have double ISO, taking you all the way through November 3rd.
Wow. Juicy.
Versus, also all double ISO from now through November 2nd.
Ooh.
Special events, you should have probably received by now a free Polaris cover that was going from the 1st to the 14th. There's the Anniversary Vault running the 2nd through the 12th, which contains Devil Dino, Howard, and Taskmaster covers. The free daily Anniversary Vault tokens, the 2nd to the 4th. Fan Favorites Legendary Store running the 2nd and 30th, containing Shang-Chi, Kitty Pride, Beta Ray Bill, Polaris, America, and more. Free Fan Favorites tokens, the 3rd to the 7th. Anniversary Special Vault, the 13th and the 22nd, containing Dapper Dino and Taskmaster tactical costumes. So you can try and get those if you don't have them. Free Special Vault token, 13th to the 16th. Special Vault Daily Play token, the 13th to the 22nd. If you use Howard the Duck, Taskmaster, or Devil Dino. So starting, we can try and remember this again next week. Starting on the 13th, like we have the, you know, use the Deadpools. For the 13th to the 22nd, either use Howard or Taskmaster or Devil Dino in some battle on those days.
So, only slightly related to what you said, and I obviously don't know the results yet, and this is not meant as a spoiler, but did you mean Howard the Duck or Howard the Slayer of Galactus the Duck?
That's right.
Will those tokens allow him to use his 1-2 quack foo to chop the World Eater in half? All right, back to it. Tell me about my prizes.
I did. But,
prizes. That's unlimited prizes.
I think I'm all done.
All right. Good enough. That sounds like a great anniversary.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time. I think that's all the news, unless you guys have something.
No, that was it. I already talked about that boss event and how much fun I had.
Don't have any news, but I'm going to throw this question in here, and hopefully somebody in Discord knows. The functionality, if you back up to Facebook and you can send your Facebook friends gifts, hasn't been working for some time for me. Every time it comes up, it tells me that I don't have any friends on Facebook and that I should invite friends on Facebook. And then if I click to try and invite people, it does not. It just takes me to an error page. Is there a workaround for this? Does anybody know if there's any way to fix it?
You know, now that I think about it, that hasn't popped up on my screen for a very long time.
No, I get like it all the time. And it's no. It's like, you don't have any friends. Like, oh.
Right.
But I do. Huh.
Yeah, we'll give it some time. I mean, you were very clear in the beginning that, you know, reaching out to Craig and I would give you no help. Craig's like, I'm Craig. And I'm like, what's Facebook? And you're like, all right, never mind, guys. I need more friends.
According to Discord, it seems like everybody's having this problem. So, hey, it's probably a Facebook problem.
Yeah.
But if the devs could give us a
workaround. I heard from reliable sources that Ice9 also suggested it was on Facebook's end, and that means it'll never get fixed.
Yeah, it's probably Meta's problem.
Meta doesn't associate with Facebook. Facebook's on the way out. Meta's where it's at.
All right, let's roll.
Okay.
Do it, Doug.
This week, and It's Always Sunny in Xandar.
Oh, that's me.
Holler Dollar Baby.
All right, let's see what David Hollerback Girl's all about. The greatest character ever to enter the game in my ignorant opinion. Legion is in Xandar this week. He has every color available to him, and for that reason, I will try to keep it as lean as possible. They all cost six, and let's talk about them really quickly. Six purple gets you Tyrannax the Abominoid. It's a one-turn repeater tile that destroys one enemy AP in its color. That builds itself up to three enemy AP each turn. Red six. Nope. It's a lady who throws a discus at you for a lot of damage. It's his direct damage ability. As it scales up, it does more direct damage. Plus bonus direct damage for repeater tiles in enemy colors. Next, Kazek, the Conduit. Some more damage dealing. That's his yellow. Six yellow AP. Direct damage plus extra damage for every extra AP that the enemy has in a color. Yes. That, the other half of that, six black, is the Delusionaut. He turns invisible and heals. The Mycolo Jester. I think this is when Cthulhu shows up and breathes on the screen, and then he creates some attack tiles. The attack tiles get more powerful as this ability scales up. The Origamist. He's a delight. I believe he fortifies and boosts tiles. Let me read. Oh no, he removes enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles. Oh, and he fortifies tiles, and he improves tiles. Okay, he is a special tile manipulator. That's six blue AP. I think that's all the colors. Did I miss anybody?
Got me.
Nope, I think I did it.
Yeah, I think you're good.
I love this dude. He's got a lot going on. All his colors are fun. They're all relatively effective. I may have been wrong. Sometimes I conflate the Mycolo Jester with Tyrannax, the Abominoid. One of them looks just like Cthulhu. One of them looks like skinny Cthulhu. I really don't remember. But yeah, I don't have enough good things to say about him. He is my favorite character, one of my favorite additions to the game. I use him as frequently as I can, which is not very often, but when I can, it's a treat. Plus, he had a great show, and he's a pretty entertaining character, in my opinion.
All right, then.
So that's what's always sunny in Xandar.
All right.
It's Legion.
Yeah, Willie, what you got in the mailbags?
Oh, okay. Hey, let's start over on the Reddits. Norman B., Okay, you got to think back to last episode. If you know what he's referring to.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember 1 week ago, but...
I know.
Hold on, let me focus. Okay.
He says, I have never borne witness to anybody so passionately and indignantly arguing against the fact that 1 + 1 = 2. Simply amazing. I nearly wrecked my car from laughing. Bravo.
Oh, be careful.
What were we talking about?
Somebody who said that 1 + 1 = 2, that had to have been Craig... talking about the fact that I won't use Polaris because I see her all the time, but I constantly use the same 3 stars that I used for decades. The characters that you see all the time, nope, we're going back to them, but Polaris, no, I'm not going to use her because I see her all the time. I'm pretty sure that's that's what he's referring to, but...
Right. Oh, it's possible. Okay. I would have to think back. I would just say, please make sure you're wearing your safety belt and drive a little more judiciously.
Yeah, I don't want you wrecking in my house. You're local. Anyway.
Only related to your username, Norman, I need you to know that every time I listen to Shimmy Shimmy Ya by ODB, I think about you and I think about Luke Cage. So there you go. Take that for what it's worth.
Oh, hey, pour one out for Coolio, too.
I know. He has taken a fantastic voyage to the afterlife.
All right. This was what Samurai was referring to earlier.
I've heard of him. What's he talking about?
Huge local news. The stadium, huge. Penn State Stadium, is going to be starting to serve alcohol at Penn State football games.
They started that Saturday, but it was like, you know, fake alcohol. It was like, you know, Miller Lite, Coors Light, Michelob Ultra. I was like, well, all right, whatever.
So... Ray, you're the producer. You probably maintain the bet board for this show. They just started that this season?
Just Saturday.
Okay. How many games are left in the season?
Four or five.
Home games? Yeah, home games? Like, yeah, three, four?
Might be three.
Okay. How many more games before a drunk person falls off the highest point of the stadium and dies?
I give it one or maybe two.
I was going to be generous and say 3 games just because of what happened at Acrisure, and we're already good for people falling off of stadiums.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean...
But I mean...
The kids haven't been falling out of their windows as much as they used to when I was living in town. Maybe they are, I just don't get the news.
They still do.
So, yeah, I would say, unfortunately, this is a terrible idea, and someone will die as a result of this within the next three games.
Yeah, but I mean, you're getting your hammered on out in the parking lot pregame.
I didn't say this is going to be a huge swing, but now they don't have to stop.
Yeah, the $15 10-ounce beers, I don't know how, you know, you're going to have to hammer those down to keep it going.
Well, that's wacky. That's hang in there.
Well, I mean,
I think
really,
it's a terrible plan.
We don't have enough drinking in State College, so we need to up it a bit.
True
Another
story.
Another outlet.
Whew.
Again, not compared to Austin, when I go down 6th Street at night, and these streets are blocked off, and it's nonstop. Weed stank and drunk people as far as the eye can see. That's a party town downtown. Penn State is not at that level.
I don't know how often you go downtown on football weekends or even not football weekends, but we're not far from there. I'm just saying.
Our council would never allow us to block off a street to encourage drinking.
No, but traffic gets impeded from the drunkards falling into the street quite regularly.
There.
But in any case. And the number of people that we lose in the canyon from falling out of windows, I mean...
So many!
Well, we took away most of the balconies. That really lowered it.
It
did. It did help to diminish it a little bit. But yes, but prior to that, kids falling drunkenly out of windows to their death was like the rent. It was too darn high.
Yeah, you ain't wrong.
True story. All right, next comment.
Do it.
I have no clue. Where was this? This might have been in an email. He says, good evening, Chaos and the Marvel 3. I don't know why he soloed me out there, but hey, thanks. Thanks for answering my question about spending my tokens a few weeks back. I did some light research and found a link with some good info. I will try and copy the link and put it here in the Discord for reference. Anyways, I'm pretty far from getting some fully covered Enchant 5 stars with the 1800 CP. The post goes on to say that I'm referencing here, that you need about 6,000 CP in order to clear the legendary vault. That's a lot of CP.
That is
quite
a bit.
He also said, thanks for all your hard work and really, really enjoying the 300th episode. Samurai is the stuff. He did not say stuff.
Okay.
Also, I realize that you guys are on the East Coast and I'm on the West. I've been wondering why I haven't been able to catch the show. Anywho, hear you guys in 2 weeks. I don't think I saw him on the list, but maybe next week you will be able to have him in the audience.
6 p.m. your time.
What a great post.
Yeah.
So not only did you get private accolades, but Samurai finally got a sliver of the credit he deserves. Like, I really appreciated that because God knows I don't give it to him. Because I was like, Chaos and the Marvel 3, you've already acknowledged Chaos, so there's only two left. And he's like, no, it's Samurai. And I was like, that guy, he's the best. And it only took an anonymous online stranger to realize that I underappreciate my friends. Well, I'll go cry after the show.
Okay. Hey, last comment. TJ Author says, since it seems the devs are determined to put every member of the Phoenix 5, even though most people hear their name and go, what's that? You know what's coming around the corner. Wakanda Forever, right? 5-star Phoenix 5 Submariner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow, you really don't sound excited for that.
No, because they're going to make him look like the movie guy and not like the comic book guy.
They've already have one that looks like the comic book guy. The 5-star version will look like the movie guy. The 3-star version will look like the classic comic book guy.
Yeah, see? He says,
give me classic comic book guy.
He said, I'm sure Craig is positively a puddle of pleasure.
If you ever say that again.
Wow.
We are going to have to really reconsider our friendship.
So,
man!
And something that ties that together with the post that Samurai put in the Discord with Mr. Big Chest there. Ian, did you see the not safe for work Mr. Big Chest fiasco?
When he was in a swimming pool and he pulled out Mr. Little Chest?
That's right.
Yeah, that guy needs some serious mental help.
Yeah, decided that everyone in the swimming pool needed to take a view. CTE is totally caught up with that guy. He needs some help.
Unrelated. I am really sad to say that Perandiak is 100%
yeah,
correct.
He really is.
Title of this episode?
Yeah.
Craig, Puddle of Pleasure.
I don't know why I get pulled into this.
All right.
We didn't pull you into it. This is a listener-driven show, and we must give in to the will of the people.
All right. Finally, TJ author says, while I actually liked Coke Space, it had a slight cinnamon taste I appreciated, I loathed Coke Dream, which tastes...
It does suck!
Which tastes like the artificial flavor version of certain fruits. I drank Space throughout its sales cycle, and I will not drink Dream again.
That's what Ian's saving for me. He's saving me one of those.
I am. I didn't want to influence them by saying that, but I felt similarly. Honestly, I thought that the flavor that they put in Dream was juniper, and it was just totally throwing me off.
Wow.
Space was also meh.
Yeah, Space was just whatever.
I don't know how to get you a can of Dream, or I would definitely get it to you, Perondiak. I will bring it on the 15th, if I'm allowed to come down.
Okay.
All right.
Pepsi Nitro is kind of good.
Yes, it is.
I never actually tried it.
It's worth trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I really don't drink the soda too much anymore, so.
Yeah, yeah, you're off the pop, but yeah, it's got a nice creamy quality because of the nitrogen. Right, it's lovely.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's all Willie had for us, so, hey, thanks.
Thanks, Willie.
That's a great mailbag segment.
Once again, though, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want
and
to
pump.
And we
just want to pump.
You up.
Sorry, my clap to do the clapping sound. I don't know. I got really into it all of a sudden. I had my hips into it. I did it in like a suggestive way, like I was spanking something. It was weird. I got to end this show quick. Here we go. Bullseyes boosted. what an awesome 3-star he turned out to be. So his strike tiles will be bigger, and the damage that you can do with his purple and green will be increased. Deadpool, more damage from regular whales. And that's it. More healing from his black. Dr. Doom, attack tile increase, and more damage from his purple. Dr. Octopus, more damage from his blue shuffly bits, better attack tiles, and better damage from armed and dangerous. And lastly, the Punisher. More red and more red damage, more Molotov cocktail damage, and I think his green does damage.
It does.
All right. Then that'll more of that. So now let's talk about the 4-stars. Cloak and or dagger. Better damage out of those light knives. Better healing out of her light. And bigger attack tiles from the Child of Darkness. Oh, a pocket dimension. Turns out it does some damage. And
it costs you to one purple.
Yeah! It's brutal. Because they just flipping back and forth in pocket dimensions. I'm like, ow, why is this happening?
Yeah.
I love it. Dazzler appears to be boosted. Bigger strike tiles from Dance Floor Queen. I love vaguely avoiding copyright infringement. It makes me so happy. And her green does more AoE. Let's see who else is doing something. Oh, so Dazzler is boosted and not Dazzler is boosted. So Jubilee is doing more green AoE. Some extra damage, and her purple light show does a little bit of damage. Her Dance Floor Queen does even less damage. Let's see what else is doing. Silk. Good old Silk. She's doing things. She's a better tile buffing with her yellow, better special tiles with her blue, and bigger, more damage with her black. And the recently reworked X-Force Wolverine. More green damage, more black damage, and more healing or damage from his recovery. So, there should be some minor changes with that rework, because I feel like some of the... Does the tile destruction now deal damage and generate AP?
Right, yes.
So that was what it... But anyway, it'll be very much the same as this, just, you know, in different proportion. 5-star characters that are boosted. Good old Doctor Strange. Crimson Bands are doing more damage. Flames are doing more damage. Elektra? What's she up to these days? Tile buffing with her purple. More damage with her audible sigh. And the trap tiles in her Shadow Dance will deal more damage. Gamora, she's a damage output kind of gal. Her bladed finesse damage increased, relentless assassin damage increased, and her yellow damage is increased. And lastly, it looks like Storm is boosted this week. Her black ability does more damage when destroying all the charge tiles. There are no other changes to her this week. Let's see what Samurai can't tell you about these. Hey, after his exciting new rework, X-Force Wolverine's going to be boosted, so you can enjoy him. He also recommends to relive the glory days of 2015 by pairing him with cloak and or dagger, and so many surgical strikes. I don't know what you're referencing, so I didn't read it in its entirety, and I'm stuffy, so I apologize if I shorted you from a joke. After giving you credit during the mailbag segment, I've got to reduce the amount of credit you get in this segment. keep the universe in balance, as all things should be.
I can't wait to use that
X-Force?
Yeah, with Deadpool. Yeah. Because
oh, okay.
Because the surgical strike with Countdown for What is amazing.
Oh, I didn't even think so. Cloak and Dagger, X-Force Deadpool, and X-Force Wolverine.
There you go.
Oh, I like where your head's at, kid. You should be on this podcast I do on Wednesdays. well, that's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, let's go into the, 18 again.
All right, nice.
Last week, Ray, we had the Galactus Slayer Howard versus Galactus. So clearly, right in the name, we know who won.
I hate you people.
Oh, did it actually happen?
The tally of the votes from last week, 52% to 48%, they voted for Howard.
Wow.
As you may have heard, this is a listener-driven show. We have to conform to the will of the people. I'm sorry. Snap. I'm sorry to the judges and to the rest of the tournament bracket. Sounds like Howard is moving on.
That is exciting.
That is kind of exciting. That is a dirty, dirty upset. I mean, that's a... Okay. That's like, yeah, I don't even know what to think about that. That's like Penn College toppling Alabama in football.
I don't even know
where we're at anymore. I'm delirious. All right, hold on. I will save time and effort. Ray, the coin's in the air. If it lands heads, you're doing Merlin. If it lands tails, you're doing Santana.
Okay.
Drop the coin. You're doing Merlin.
It's definitely not Santana.
I hit myself in the head with a coin and then it rolled off my shoulder. I was too embarrassed. All I had to do was flip a coin and I failed.
All right.
Tell me about Merlin.
Well, Merlin is the great Hierophant Merlin. The Merlin of the Arthurian legend. The magician's magician.
The OG sorcerer himself, Merlin?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's fantastic.
He's got all the magic. Like, powerful mystic bolts. Like, just... all the he's most of the other sorcerers and magicians in the world have at one time studied under Merlin. His knowledge and power surpasses that of Doctor Strange. So, it's Merlin.
Yeah, absolutely. That's again. Now, last week was a weird, bizarre bloodbath, but this week I feel like it should be on point because he is going up against none other than Satana Hellstrom, who is silly with magic, in addition to being an evil succubus whose power is only eclipsed by, I guess, Chef from South Park. But I think as far as magic goes, energy projection and teleport, I think it should be an absolute banger of a fight. Watching her fight Merlin that's a good day. I feel like if physical prowess comes into it at all, that would give me the edge. But if it's purely mystical, I think it's going to tilt back towards Merlin. I think he has handled succubi and demons in his tenure, so I think he could do it again.
Once again, I tried to post a picture of Satana in the Discord, and Discord doesn't want me to do that because it is too explicit. The image is from the Marvel fandom wiki, and it is too explicit for Discord.
No, it's too sexy. It's too sexy.
But yeah, I think you're kind of right. I would say that Merlin's intelligence is on the level with it's a 7, so it's higher than Reed Richards.
Yeah.
So I kind of got you there.
For sure.
Yeah, I think the only thing that speed or strength and fighting skills is where I'm going to be lacking, but I'm not going to let you get that close.
Right. I'm going to say, we're going to be locked in a real battle of wills, I think. I think it's going to come down to willpower because, yeah, again, I have the speed and physical prowess on you. I think you have the intelligence and understanding of Arcana on me. It's man, I would read this comic book or watch this cartoon 100 times.
Should be exciting. Hey, I need to post a poll here.
Oh, right. Oh, Samurai found a workaround. In your face, Ray.
There you go. That's your image. Kind of, sort of.
Yep.
So this week, Yeah, Merlin versus Satana, there's your poll. All you have to do is come find my post and react to it, either clicking the wizard or the, I don't know, I think it's...
That is grotesquely unfair.
What?
I want to click that wizard icon. It is so much cooler than Medusa's icon.
Well,
oh man,
that's what I got. That's what I used last time, so that's what I'm using now.
I love it. The wizard one totally is the absolute champ.
So you can either come to the Discord and vote, or you can post on the subreddit where we leave our post, or go to the D3 forums and leave something there.
Thanks, as always, to Terrified.
Terrified. Thanks, as always, to Teeth for that great gif.
All right, apparently we're going to spend the next hour and a half opening tokens, so let's do it quick.
Oh, God, okay.
Someone go before me. I'm not even opening Steam yet.
I've got 10, Ray's apparently opening 20.
Oh, my goodness, wait till I open Steam. I'll do my one and get out of your guys' way.
We're not going to additionally wait. Come on. Go, Greg.
Do it, Doug.
Number one, Spider-Gwen. Two, Valkyrie. Three, Gamorpha. Four, Super Skrull. Five, Patsy. Six, Venom. Eddie Venom. Purple, finally, Chasm. Stare into the void. Oh, back-to-back purple. Dr. Thor. Nightcrawler. Oh, and a third purple. Chasm, stare into the void.
Wow, 3 out of 10.
So 3 out of 10. I can't complain about that.
No.
No. That was juicy. Now, as I'm getting ready to open my token, let me just throw this out here because I just logged in and, you know, I was just getting over the shock of receiving too many command points from my alliance. However, one of the command points that I received was you got 2 command points. Tell me more about this game where you can get 2 command points. Am I wrong to think it's 1, 3, or 7?
Generally, yes, but there was some offer that did have 2 in it. I don't remember what it was.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to see if I can find it here. Yeah, there was a Never Saw It Coming package where you get 525 Onslaught and 450 of Gator Thor and then 2 covers for Gator nice. Loki.
Yes.
And 2 legendary Absolutely. Tokens and 2 command points.
Okay, well, I also got an X-23 holding back.
Okie doke. All right, let's see if I can do 20 of these. Well, Craig didn't take them all. I'll start off with a purple.
Nice.
It is a walking abyss for a chasm, and I'm taking a little time to get through here. All right, number 2 is a Spider-Woman. Number 3 is also an X-23. Number 4 is Mordo. 5.
Hey, X-23 appearing in the next Deadpool movie, supposedly.
Oh, both nice. Of them?
Yeah, you're getting double the Wolverine.
Right.
I yeeted number 5. It is She-Hulk, 4-star.
Yeah.
6 is a purple. It is So Below, She-Hulk. Number 7, I think I'm at 7, is another purple. Exactly the same So Below for She-Hulk.
So wait, did you just get 3 purples in a row plus a chasm earlier?
I did now. I got another purple.
Good lord.
Well, I thought you said you got yeeted and then 2 of the other ones.
Well,
and chasm. Well, yeet
is,
this
that's
one?
From the 4-star She-Hulk.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I did, however, just get a Makes Me Stronger for She-Hulk.
Nice.
I don't know where I'm at, but it's a Quake. How many more do I got?
Nice.
This is number 10, Cloak and Dagger. 11 is Karnak. 12, Maria Hill. 13 is Elsa. 14, Nova. 15, Rocket and Groot. I think they caught on to the fact they were giving me 5 stars there for a while. We've got Rogue, Riri Williams. I don't know exactly where I'm at. Venom, Agent Venom. I've got 2 more. It is a 4-star Reptile.
Oh.
Okay. And finally, Nick Fury to wrap it up. So what was that? That was like 3 or 4, right?
That was quite a few.
You got 4 or 5 stars. Right?
4, yeah. Chasm and 3 yeah. She-Hulk, yeah.
Yeah, so 4 out of 20.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
That's 1 every 5. That's above average.
It's not Craig levels, but you know.
Nope.
Oh, that never happens for me though. That was super exciting.
Clearly, you can't say never.
Wow, that's true. Very rarely. But it made my Dr. Thor is now like a 1.50. So
I have no idea where my people are at. I'll have to look.
Let my people go. Well, where he's looking, shout out to our sponsor, as always, this guy.
This guy.
I don't know. That,
Ian, quick.
That puts my She-Hawk at a 1, 2, 3.
Ooh.
Tell me about the podcast network.
The podcast network. It's called Soon to Be Named Network. You can find it at soontobenamednetwork.com. This and several other excellent podcasts to help you fill your day with laughter and learning. The Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Negative. I think I am good. Thanks, as always, to the people hanging out in the Discords. It reinvigorates my love for this podcast.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Hopefully, we won't have too many more skip weeks again, but it happens.
Oh, Thanksgiving and holidays are coming up. We're going to have a ton more skip weeks.
That's probably true. Comment suggestions, please shoot them at Ray. Vote in the poll. Vote for Merlin. He's much cooler. If you want to throw us a bone, click on the Amazon Satana banner. Give us a little love. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, are kills also alive-o? Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.